AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. President Trump announces funding for critical minerals projects and mining colleges.
We're reawakening the spirit of the gold rush.
President Trump gathered with mining executives and cabinet officials to announce more than $2 billion towards mining and critical minerals projects.
From advanced weaponry to automobiles, and we want these essential products to be mined, refined, and made right here in the USA.
Interior Secretary Doug Burgum and Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick.
We can mine, baby, mine.
Critical minerals more than an economic issue. They're a national security issue.
The investments include a lithium battery plant, magnet manufacturing, and mining expansion. Trump says the administration is also investing in American mining expertise.
My administration is making an unprecedented financial commitment to our nation's mining schools.
The event was held at the State Department, where President Trump took a moment to needle his host, Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
The president's allowed to remove things from any building. And I'm liking the chandeliers.
Jennifer King, Washington.
Those are beautiful columns.
The Trump administration is moving ahead with its efforts to fire Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook. This comes 2 months after the Supreme Court allowed her to retain her job, while she fights the president's efforts to terminate her over mortgage fraud allegations, which she denies. Dozens of bodies have been found improperly stored at a Chicago funeral home.
More than 50 bodies were found improperly stored and decomposing. The Cook County Medical Examiner's Office is working to identify the remains and notify relatives. Illinois state officials suspended the license of one of the funeral home directors, alleging bodies were kept in an unrefrigerated area in deplorable conditions, and say the owners previously ran a crematory that was shut down after improperly stored bodies were found there. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. The AP's Paul Wiseman has the latest on the jobs numbers.
July jobs numbers that came out today were unexpectedly terrible. They showed that employers cut 23,000 jobs last month. And even worse than that, the Labor Department revised its jobs numbers for May and June, and that shaved off another 103,000 jobs. So what had looked like a pretty solid, not spectacular, but solid job market suddenly doesn't look nearly as sturdy as it did.
The unexpected jobs losses caused stocks to go up on Wall Street. The S&P 500 rose 0.6% Friday, topping the all-time high it set on Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.3%, and the NASDAQ Composite added 1.3%. More news at apnews.com. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.